You're such an asshole.
A well-rested yet nightmared Cappy. I got, as you went last night, I was off my game. I'm worse last night than I was hammered. Hammered, I could perform, but my God. And I got some sleep, but it was a nightmarish sleep involving tanks shooting at me and Rick from Magnum PI helping me out for such just a tortured dream. And so I'm not 100%, but I have found a bypass to all the missed super chats last night on controlling anger while poor, whatever the video is. And I found a way to just kind of scroll through the video that I have up here and just have to bear with me. But I think this way I haven't cheated anyone out of their super chats. So let's get to it. And then I got a lot of asshole consulting to do today. A lot of errands to run. Django Geek, $2. Job Corps provides free trade school and housing. Yes, yes. And I did a video on trade Job Corps. And it's kind of hit and miss. It basically just sounds like in between high school and prison. The people, like, you get your stuff stolen. And Job Corps is more or less, basically, your dad wasn't around. You're a misfit. You're about to become a criminal. And it's kind of borderline military school. And, that's the last stop before you go to real jail and your life is over. It depends on how bad your juvie record is, but I would just join the military and they'll do the same thing. But yeah, Job Corps, it sounds good on paper. Well, let's help out the disenfranchised and the poor. No. It's a big, big, it's an extension of the worst high school ever. That's what I heard. Will Dog Jones for $7. Really? Okay, now. Fuck. Let me tell you what happens when I get my 100 grand. It's a quote from Midnight Run. Let me tell you when I make my $1 million. I'm gone. Not that I'll ever make my $1 million. So don't worry. Old Cappy will be here forever. People who never called me before, where I'm like, hey, I need something, and they won't return. Now they call. Will Dog Jones, $7.50. Thanks for the info a short time ago. Have been an absolute high all week. Okay, good. I don't know what that means, but all right. So now I just got to migrate through the paused video. Sam Whiskey. $10. I had 2 jobs and sold plasma to make it through my financial hardship. I'm a better man because of it. Absolutely. Look, all you ladies, but people in general, you want the diamonds. You want the steel. You want the platinum. You want the titanium. You don't want the tin. You don't want the copper. You don't want the aluminum. You don't want the rocks. Well, how the hell do you think diamonds and steel and titanium and gold form? Through harsh, pressurized environments. It's the same thing with people. I could get a fat, lard-ass female. They're not a dime a dozen. They're a dime a gross. They're all over. There's common as blades of grass. Oh, and if I wanted a leftist girl, same thing. Common as blades of grass. There's nothing, not even to agree with the politics of it. It has nothing to do with politics. It's like, you're so common. You're so boring. You're the epitome of NPC. I question whether you're even alive or conscious or sentient. Because like, oh, wow, another fat American chick who votes Democrat. Gee, let me guess if I can predict every thought and word you're going to utter. There's no value there. I mean that. There is no value in commonness. About the worst insult you could ever get or give is that you are common. Because that means you're worthless. You're nobody. You're a pile of dirt. There's dirt all over. But if you're rare, you're exceptional. That doesn't mean you're moral or ethical, though. So that's a different topic. You're rare. Then you have value because of scarcity, right? Not moral, not whether you're a good person. You could be common, but still a good person. And you could be exceptional, but be a pain in the ass. That's usually how it goes. But the exceptional person is some, for men, The exceptional person, the exceptional man is someone who can run a mile. This is how low the standards are. Run a mile and bench press his weight once. That's it. That's the exceptional man. But that still doesn't cut up with the objective standards that women have today. Right? A woman, an exceptional woman, is a gal who isn't a rank Marxist. She doesn't have to be a Republican. She just has to be not a leftist. And maybe only, well, it depends on how tall you are, but maybe only 10 to 15 pounds overweight. And you don't have crippling levels of debt. I mean, that's the exceptional woman. But again, does not meet the objective standards of men. But you all, especially the delusional dating expectations of women, you all expect these diamonds. And it's like, no, that doesn't happen in a socialist environment where life is put on easy mode and we raise a bunch of pussy soy boys, a bunch of loudmouth Marxist quantahahas. All common. All. Like today, if I almost bet you I could do this. If I wanted to, I could have a 12-some, a dozen-some, with 11 fat, ugly girls. I could do it. Could probably do it. Like, hey, come on over. Like, I don't think, well, fine. Here's some money, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're going to pay anyway. But I could probably do it because they're all over the place. And you girls, tell me if I'm wrong here, ladies, in your dating profile software app, how many messages do you got? You could get literally hundreds, if not thousands, of common men. How valuable are they? They're not. Because one of two things happen. Either they were brought up under government ghetto, trailer park barrio. Here's government money. Here's government money. Oh, no, don't work. And no, no, nothing's wrong. Oh, no, don't work. Don't try. Oh, here you are. Here, you're just amazing and brave. And participation trophy, boys. Or if you come from the suburbs or something, mommy and daddy spoil you. By the way, very few people are actually rich in the suburbs, if you were wondering. Most of that is borrowed money. You know, they're just biting it and trumping it and Obama and bushing it up. They just borrow the money. Definitely Trump. That's how he made his money. I'll borrow money at 1% and make an extra price. I hope the housing market goes up. I'm a billionaire. Look at me and my hair. Not a big fan of Trump. Not against him either. Just... but when you put life on easy mode, you're going to have soft, easy, common, worthless people. And that's most people today. Most of you are worthless. Not my listening eyes. I mean, most of you who are tuning in, not regular. Ask yourself, what value do you? How are you exceptional? How are you different today? How are you any different than the piece of shit that just graduated with their liberal arts degree, $40,000 in debt, and you vote Democrat because you care about the little people? I mean, holy shit, this Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo is more intelligent than you people. He's more valuable. At least he's cute. And you, man, Atham came up with a prayer. I published it, Atham's Prayer. Look up Atham's Prayer. And he was walking through a snowstorm because he lives up in the mountains. Weird. Here's this tan, good-looking Latino way up in the mountains. It's cold and snowy. And it was like, dear Lord, thank you for giving me this challenge and knowing it is my responsibility to take over. Because that is the true wealthy people are the ones who get challenges, go through forging processes of hell and fire and chaos. And they come out this, not, I wouldn't say excellent, but a different person. Who is rare and exceptional, at least their own flavor. Like all diamonds have like a little flaw on them, but sometimes that's a good thing, like a pink diamond or a blue diamond or a yellow diamond, whatever. And you say, well, that's an imperfect diamond. You know, I guess a perfect diamond is perfectly clear. I don't even know if that's geologically feasible, but who wants a perfectly clear diamond? Oh, well, what unique trials and travails did you go through? War? Did you go through poverty? Did you have to donate plasma like Sam did? And that's going to give you, not to brag, but does Cappy have a little bit of a flavor? A little bit of a harsh flavor, but it's a flavor, right? Well, that didn't come from living in the suburbs with mom and dad shoving money up my ass saying, you do whatever you want. So, all right, there's Sam. Thank God. There's Sam. Mexi Mike, $10. Driver for Amazon, UPS, FedEx, Uber, Lyft. DoorDashian, et cetera, or the alternative working for current day. How do I know you're working from home if I can't see you complete said task, boomer boss? In regards to you, we're talking about because the guy, he's poor. He has a job. He wants to get rid of his current job. And it's like, dude, just deliver. I remember one time, now this is 15 years ago. I was like, man, maybe I'll just deliver pizzas. You know, because I had a quasi-reliable car. And I looked into like, I was like 35. And I looked into like Domino's or Pizza Hut or whatever. And like, well, you got to start working in the kitchen. And I shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. No, I'm not going to work to you. Let me guess. You're not going to pay me for my car and my insurance, right? You're not going to pay. Well, I got to work. And like, oh, get the fuck up. And now again, not pro Biden, not pro stimmy checks. But boy, it sure is nice to see you fucking employers on the ropes. Like, oh my God, we're hiring bonus. You might actually treat your employees somewhat, not nice, but respectfully, like with courtesy, some basic human rights. That I got to kick. Well, you got to start. It's like, dude, I just want to drive the car, deliver you fucking pizzas, and listen to fucking whoever, whether Dennis Prager. I don't know who I was listening to back then. You know, just it's a pay cut for me. I got a freaking quasi real college degree. I got money. I don't need the money. Now, do you want me to show up reliably or not? Mexi Mike, $2. Again, tough questions, I tell you. All right, let's see. Scrolling. Keep those doggies scrolling. Oh, now see, here's where I might have missed it. Where did Mexi Mike go? And now the computer shits on me. It's just like there's a goal I got. It's not the... Am I even broadcasting now? Did I lose internet? No, it says I got internet. Looks like we're going here. And just... Hang on. Just... Can it work? Can things fucking work? Now we got to go through the ads again. Here we go. Let's go through the ads. Now we gotta go through all this again. There's Google rendering. I don't want to hear my own voice. Man. All right, there we got. Found Mexi Mike again. Okay, the next one. Wiz Division Productions, $5. But Cappy, the lefty said, if I just get the poke, I'll get free. There we go. Okay, we're caught up. There it is. I caught up. That amazing itch has been scratched. And now I have not missed any super chats and I have no guilt or shame. Now I can live the rest of the day guilt-free. Amazing. Okay, Taiwan Doe for €2. Cappy, should I get the pick, the pike if offered? No, I mean, if you want to, go ahead. I'm very libertarian here. I'm like, well, are you ill? Are you frail? Go get it. That's not my body. If you want to murder something inside of you, go ahead. I don't know. You want to shoot yourself full of heroin or what? I could understand, you know. Joking aside, let's say you were frail or old or whatever. Yeah, maybe it is probably in your best interest to get the thing. But I'm going to wait a year to go by to see what the results are before I even start poking things in my body. Oh, Josh Randall disavows my beer drinking days are over. Feel contaminated. Yeah, it's... All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.